Last week, the Vermont House of Representatives gave nearly unanimous approval to the state budget. It's the first time in a long time that Democrats, Republicans, and progressives have lined up behind a state spending plan. But not everyone is happy with the compromise package. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, advocates are now pushing Senate lawmakers to support millions of dollars in new spending initiatives.
On Thursday afternoon, in a conference room on the first floor of the State House, about 20 people waited their turn for 5 minutes of FaceTime with members of the Senate Committee on Appropriations.
We are asking the Senate Appropriations Committee to consider a $250,000 appropriation.
I'm here because I support, and I'm asking you to also support, a $500,000 allocation to farm-to-school and early care and education in the budget.
Let's Grow Kids is asking the legislature to address the program's funding gap and increase the appropriations for the program by $9.5 million.
That was Lucy Biddle of NeighborWorks of Western Vermont, Cynthia Green of Vermont Feed, and Robin Friedner-McGuire of Let's Grow Kids. And they were among the 20 or so advocates making their funding pitches to the Senate Committee on Appropriations. Last week, House lawmakers approved a spending plan that doesn't rely on new taxes or fees to balance the budget. The approach secured buy-in from legislative Republicans and, perhaps most importantly, Republican Governor Phil Scott. But it meant saying no to many organizations seeking a larger slice of the state's $5.8 billion budget pie, and advocates are hoping the Senate will consider a different budgetary framework.
We experience an average turnover rate of 18% and often lose our staff to higher-paying, better-benefited positions.
That's Emily Marshy, co-executive director of the Orange County Parent-Child Center. Marshy's organization is part of a 15-center network that serves thousands of families across the state every year. But Marshy says below-market wages for center staff have harmed the organization's ability to meet its clients' needs. She's asking the Senate for an $8 million increase in base funding.
Whether you find a parent-child center in extreme rural Tunbridge or more urban Chittenden County, families rely on one-time or long-term supports where they need it.
Robin Friedner-McGuire of Let's Grow Kids made a $9.5 million ask this week for the state's Child Care Financial Assistance Program. The program bases its tuition assistance levels on market rates that are 8 years out of date. Friedner-McGuire says it's left the operators of child care centers with an untenable decision.
Do they ask families who are already financially struggling to cover the gap, or do they take a financial loss for children receiving tuition assistance from CCFAP?
The House also failed to include $4 million in base funding increases for the Vermont State College System. That's the amount Chancellor Jeb Spalding says is needed to avoid operating at a deficit next year. Morna Flom teaches at Johnson State College. In 1980, she told lawmakers, the state covered more than 50% of operating costs at state colleges, with students' tuition making up the remainder. Today, she says 84% of operating revenue comes from tuition.
In every semester I have taught at VSC, I lose about 10% of my students to this vicious cycle. It is a double tragedy. They will still be carrying student debt, but they won't have a degree.
Caledonia County Senator Jane Kitchell is the Democratic chairwoman of the Senate Committee on Appropriations. Kitchell says her committee would prefer to include a number of line items that did not make it into the House's version of the budget.
There are areas that have been fiscally underfunded, and those days are coming back to haunt us.
Kitchell says that members of her committee are particularly interested in boosting child care subsidies, increasing money for state colleges, and bolstering a community mental health system that has experienced staff turnover due to below-market wages for its workers.
So just because the House didn't include it in their budget, in no way is going to influence our willingness to see if there's a way to make some progress in those areas.
Kitchell says the problem is the same one her committee has every year. Existing revenues aren't sufficient to meet the demand for new spending. And she says the Senate is not keen on solving that problem by raising taxes or fees to meet that demand.
That is not my approach. I want to make it clear. I'm not saying that I'm out there proposing that we build a budget that requires new revenues.
Kitchell says the first order of business will be to see whether the Senate can find ways to reallocate existing resources. If there are still worthy programs for which no money is available, then the Senate will have to make its own choice. Sacrifice spending priorities in the interest of fiscal restraint, or call for tax increases to pay for the new allocations. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.